the awakening. Tucson vibrating through our ears. Are we woke enough to hear? No doubt. For us to awaken, some elite fear. They rever us sleep, that's clear. But I ask, are you awoke for the awakening? Because really, I hope you listening and not distracted by this spurious American dream that's morphed into an American nightmare. Too much we excuse telling ourselves life isn't fair, or maybe it's the brainwashing from what we see on lit screens, desensitizing us to accept violence as entertainment. It's no accident that there's a rise in bad actors portraying ideas of violence from movies, music, print media, internet, and video games. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy a good action movie or horror, and maybe you do too, but why? And yes, it's true that in real life, many of us are so nosy to see or hear about the bar fight, corner store, purse snatching, police chase, arrests, shootings, or deaths. Yet it's not for the purpose of intervening or coming up with a solution for prevention, because too many of us rever view and keep our mouths shut. And God forbid we agree to be an eyewitness in these types of situations. Sure, silence can turn loud if we begin to realize lives depend on safety and peace. Who taught you to be afraid to speak your peace? Can't be the Constitution. It's others' interpretation and self-interest that creates miseducation. Time to learn to learn. Rules of false liberty while brawling for mass sustainability. Stand up with me against government policy and greed that give into a license created to kill off ecosystem of plants, water purity, air quality, animals, and people. We can't continue to withstand degraded ecosystems threatening to collapse our planet when climate change is critically visible. Deforestation, drought, global warming, pollution, mass shooters, drug addiction, inner city violence, and poverty, legal system injustice, and even war. All man-made disasters. Add these up, catastrophic inventions, and their cumulative and ripple effects, and they equal large-scale violence and victims. What we got is what we get, putting our trust in the slow-to-progress governmental system. This becomes the harmful symptoms. And I'm not talking lack of accountability during COVID's death season, but will we ever? Although speculation and conspiracy theory says, when will we ever really know? Who weaponized the COVID virus?
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.